Okay, it's 4:40. Please welcome, live all the way from Oswestry, Shropshire, it's the BBC's premier football expert, Lloyd.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm thanks, how are you?
I'm very good. You had a good day yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Because you taught me everything about football during the World Cup, we had to repay you. So we gave you the present of going to your favourite football team in the whole wide world, Liverpool, because yesterday they were launching their new Adidas kit, weren't they?
Yeah, it was really good.
What was the highlight of the day?
Meeting all the players. I know what my mum's highlight was.
Yeah, we all know what your mum's highlight was.
Yeah, we do. She's got a real thing for him, hasn't she?
I know. Her involved man.
Who does she fancy again?
Reina, the goalkeeper.
What is it about her and him?
It's because we waved to him when they were showing off the kit and he winked at her. I think that's why.
He winked at her?
I know.
Ew. Is that all it takes to impress your mum?
Yeah.
Does she go for the ball type?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, okay.
So your highlight was meeting the captain, was it?
Yeah.
And who's that again, Scott?
Steven Gerrard.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see?
Lloyd, you really have had such a good effect on him.
And now, you did some interviews, didn't you, Lloyd?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was really good.
I've got some of them here.
Yeah.
Let's start with Xabi Alonso. Now, he plays for Spain, doesn't he?
Yeah.
What was he like?
I couldn't understand most of the words he said.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, here's Lloyd asking Xabi Alonso the questions that really matter.
I'm sometimes called a Ginga Minga at school. What's your nickname?
In school? A lot of time ago, but I have had a lot of nicknames. My friends used to call me Bonnie, that it's
what?
Very difficult translation to English, so I'm not able to do that.
Okay, listen, if you're Spanish and you're listening now, or you speak Spanish and I've really offended you, I'm very sorry, I don't know what that means.
What was it again?
My friends used to call me Bonnie, that it's...
It sounded like Bonnie La Tit.
I don't know what it was, but if you're Spanish and I've offended you, I'm sorry. It's very hard to translate back into English.
You're right, Lloyd.
Moving on to the next question.
My mum says if you eat your crusts, your hair goes curly. What did you eat when you were so little to become such a good footballer?
What did your mum tell you?
Crust from bread.
Crust from bread?
You know, the thick edge of a slice of bread.
My mum, she used to tell me a lot of things. Okay, that's an original interview. I didn't expect that, but what kind?
So he's not been asked that before, has he?
I'm very impressed, Lloyd, because that's, you know, normally it's all dull questions that get asked at these things, and you managed to stump him.
I like it how he had to ask the translator what crusts were. Well. And then you spoke to the goalkeeper, didn't you?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Arena. Well, Jose Antonio Arena.
Is this the one your mum fancies?
Yeah.
Right.
When you came to the Premiership, what did you prefer, the Liverpool ladies or the money?
I can say both. No, I think to play in Liverpool, not neither for ladies or money.
I would have said both.
Ah, yeah.
That was a good one, Lloyd.
I like that one.
This is my favourite question.
Hola. Have you ever been on a ferry across the Mersey?
Ona, sorry?
A ferry. A boat.
Oh, yeah. No yet, but I have to try.
Right. So that's a no, but he wants to try. And you met Steven Gerrard, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
And he came up to say hello to you before you actually did the interview, so you're actually famous. He knows who you are.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
There
are some really good photos which you should look at online on my pages at bbc.co.uk/radio1 of Lloyd teaching Steven Gerrard about football. At Radio 1 Online. And this is you talking to him.
I'm sometimes called the Ginga Minga at school. What is your nickname?
Oof, I haven't really got a nickname, to be honest, but I've been called something similar to you in school about my hair and stuff and the way I look, but I just take no notice of it and take no notice of people. I'm happy the way I am, you should be happy the way you are.
Yeah, I've got three older brothers who take the mic a lot, so... Two older brothers, sorry. Three.
He's happy the way he is, being a multimillionaire.
It doesn't matter what anybody says to him, you know?
I'm fine, thanks.
He can cope.
My mum says if you eat your crust, your hair curls. What did you eat when you eat little to make you so good at football?
I used to eat loads of sweets and chocolate and ice creams, but I used to get shouted at a lot and get told to eat all my vegetables, but now I'm bigger, I eat all my vegetables because they're good for you.
Thanks.
So Stephen Gerrard says, hi kids, eat sweets, be good at football.
If you listen to that again, you can hear the PR person in the background coughing, though that maybe wasn't the right answer.
My mum says if you eat your crust, your hair curls. What did you eat when you eat little to make you so good at football?
I used to eat loads of sweets and chocolate and ice creams, but I...
Well, stop there, Steve.
I love Frosties, although the advert puts me off a little. What cereal do you like?
Frosties, but I just don't watch the adverts.
You're lucky.
Just turn over when they come on.
Thanks for that advice.
Remind us of that.
You get a bit sarcastic with him then, Lloyd.
Yeah, thanks for that. Remind us how the advert goes again, Lloyd.
They're going to take the eight.
And finally...
Can you change the colour of the shirt next year? Because it clashes with my hair.
Yeah, I'll try my best for you, but I don't think that's possible. It's just tradition, but if I was you, just buy the away kit and you'll be all right.
I think John Arna might back me up on that.
Yeah, he dies, though he cheats.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Is that an exclusive you got there, Lloyd, that Jan Arna Risa dyes his hair?
Yep.
Well done.
Well, that's good. That'll be on all the sports pages tomorrow.
I'm going to put that in the next sports bulletin.
So in summary, Lloyd, from your interviews, we found out that Xabi Alonso was called Bonnie La Tit at school, which is now going to be shouted at him all the time.
I think that's going to be a good terrace chant for all the away fans that go to Anfield over the next season, yeah.
Steven Gerrard says, eat sweets, be great at football. And Pepe Reina can get women just by winking at them, i.e. your mum.
And Jan Arna Risa dyes his hair. You got a lot out of that, Lloyd. You got a lot more than John Motson would do.
I know, I'm better than John Motson.
You are. You really are.
Listen, Lloyd, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself yesterday.
Yeah, thanks for sending me. Can I say thank you to Adidas and Liverpool for making that all happen? It was really good.
Not a problem, Lloyd. Keep in touch. We'll speak to you soon. Love you.